There is one man who knows in his heart that it is time to create one America, not two. And that man is Barack Obama.
Political experts say former Senator John Edwards' endorsement could attract white working class voters to Senator Barack Obama's cause. In West Virginia, that group of voters helped give Senator Hillary Clinton a clear victory over Obama. Edwards won 19 delegates before departing the presidential race in January. The day after receiving Edwards' support, several of his delegates jumped to Obama, who also won the backing of the United Steelworkers Union, which had backed Edwards. Meanwhile, the White House insisted a comment made by President Bush in Jerusalem was not a direct attack on Senator Obama. Speaking to the Israeli parliament, Mr. Bush said it is a foolish delusion to believe the U.S. should negotiate with what he called terrorists and radicals.
As Nazi tanks crossed into Poland in 1939, an American senator declared, "Lord, if I could only have talked to Hitler, all this might have been avoided." We have an obligation to call this what it is, the false comfort of appeasement, which has been repeatedly discredited by history.
A statement issued in Obama's name accused the president of launching a false political attack against him. Obama has said that, if elected, he would be willing to meet with leaders of Iran as well as other countries at odds with the United States. Meanwhile, in Columbus, Ohio, the presumed Republican nominee, Senator John McCain, suggested if he is elected, he would win the Iraq War by 2013. Robert Rafel, VOA News.